Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome into another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. I am Davey Hudson alongside former Titan Denard Walker, and we appreciate you joining us here today. We got a special bonus edition. We're breaking down the Titans schedule release. That's right, the Titans 2021 schedule release is now out. We can get a look at who the opponents are going to be and when for this upcoming season. We got some more primetime games, but before we get started, I want to ask, do you believe? And Believe in Titans is presented by BetOnline. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And D, speaking of gambling, I mean, the first line for the Titans opener, just to kind of go ahead and say it, it's the Arizona Cardinals. That game will be in Nissan Stadium week one, September the 12th. But the Titans opened initially as a 2.5-point favorite. I went on BetOnline right before we got on, and it was at -2. So Titans favorite, usually home field advantage is about a field goal difference. So they're essentially saying that the Titans and the Cardinals right now, with where they're setting the lines, that game is a pick 'em if it was on a neutral site. So they're expecting a good game based off the lines. But again, we know that that is a long way away, but it's just fun to go ahead and start looking at these lines. I mean, everyone always enjoys when football is here. So even though it's May, might as well dive into it. But D, to start it off, just mentioned it. I'm just going to run through the schedule and then we'll get your thoughts on the matter. The preseason schedule, there's three games this year that'll be starting Friday, August 13th. So that's when you'll get your first glimpse of this Titans team against an actual opponent. But that'll be Friday, August the 13th at 7 o'clock at Atlanta. And that's Arthur Smith, Titans' former offensive coordinator, heading up that franchise down there in Georgia. But the second preseason game, we're going on the road again to face the defending Super Bowl champions in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's August the 21st. That's a Saturday. And then the final preseason game, the Titans will be hosting the Chicago Bears on August the 28th. And so that will then lead us into the season opener, Sunday, September the 12th, versus the Arizona Cardinals. Games at 1 o'clock the following week, Sunday, September 19th, at Seattle. It's a 4:25 Eastern Time kickoff. But week three, we're going early on this year, taking on the Indianapolis Colts. That game in Nashville, that game's at 1 o'clock the following weekend at the New York Football Jets, October the 3rd. Then on October the 10th at Jacksonville. Then we get our first primetime game of the year, Monday, October the 18th versus Buffalo. And then tough little stretch right here. I mean, after you play Buffalo, you go and you play the Kansas City Chiefs. So short rest week for that one, followed by going on the road on October the 31st to take on the Indianapolis Colts. Then the following weekend, Sunday night, prime time, you get to go to Los Angeles and take on the Rams. Sunday night football still on NBC. And then as we continue, you get the New Orleans Saints on November the 14th. It's a 1 p.m. game. And again, New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees retired. How does their quarterback situation look? New team in a way. Again, that kind of ends that rough five-game stretch, in my opinion. But then you take on November the 21st, the Houston Texans, followed by going on the road on November 28th to the New England Patriots. You get a bye on the week of December the 5th. And then Sunday, December the 12th, you're hosting Jacksonville, followed by going on the road December the 19th at Pittsburgh. And then you get a Thursday night game, December the 23rd, right before Christmas. You're taking on the San Francisco 49ers in Nissan Stadium. And then for week 17, you get Miami in Nissan Stadium on January the 2nd. And then to close things off, we go back to Houston for the final week of the NFL regular season, January the 9th, to take on the Texans. So that is a quick rundown of your Titans 2021 NFL season. D, I know I just threw a lot there, but you've had time to look over the schedule. What are you thinking whenever you see some of the matchups that the Titans are going to be able to go up against this season?
Well, D, I'll say this, you know, like last year when we watched that Denver game and it came down to really the last series almost. It was a tough game, a nail biter. Both of us were texting each other, but it really showed how that team was able to pull that game out. It showed the resiliency, and they showed that all year. And I was very proud of that Tennessee team. Now, let me say this. A lot of people that's talking about them Arizona Cardinals, baby. You know it, D. They've added a lot of key additions to that team. You're talking about Mr. J.J. Watt, Malcolm Butler. You don't think Butler's going to be excited coming back to Nashville? And then, last but not least, A.J. Green. Kyler got a new toy down in Arizona, man. So you know he's excited. So I think that's going to be a great game. I'm just excited to watch this. It's going to be a great game to watch, D.
No, for sure. I do think it's interesting that you're getting two NFC West teams right off the bat with hosting Arizona and then going on the road to Seattle. So those are both two teams that had good seasons last year. And, I mean, adding that 17th game is something that I think maybe getting some of these better teams or at least having a face a mobile quarterback. I don't know if you'd rather see him in week one or see him later on, but either way, I think the Titans will be ready for getting the season going. And I'm looking at the schedule, and I would probably say the game I'm looking forward to the most is that Sunday night football game against the Rams. And I know that might sound weird, but I can't remember the last time that the Titans initially had a Sunday night football game scheduled. Now, I know you're probably listening and you're saying, Davey, well, we got killed by the Packers on Sunday night football last year. I was like, yeah, but that game was flexed. That wasn't initially the plan. This one set ahead of time. And there are, speaking of week one just a second ago, they're getting rid of the Monday night football doubleheader. So there's only one Monday night football game week one, but that allows them to move two possible games that have playoff implications later in the season to a Saturday window. So something just to keep an eye on as they are able to flex some games here and there. Again, this is what the schedule set as, but as we know, times can be moved. We'll see what happens. But I'm outside of that five-game stretch that looks like it could make or break the season. I do feel pretty good about the way the schedule lines up. Not a ton of games where it's just like the Titans are constantly on the road, having to travel, not getting much rest coming back home. So you have, at most, two games that are back-to-back on the road. So nothing to where it's like, oh man, feels like we're on the road the entire month. You don't have a situation like that. But so, D, I know you feel good about, or you're at least looking forward to that first game against the Arizona Cardinals. As you mentioned, they do have a lot of weapons coming in. Will Cliff Kingsbury be able to make that jump this season? I know there's been some talks about, does he have what it takes to coach at this level and be at it for a long time? Again, it remains to be seen what's going to happen with the Cardinals. Are they going to have Kyler Murray break off for a MVP caliber year? I'm not exactly of that mindset just yet, but it is early. We'll get to see a lot more and hear more as the offseason gets deeper and deeper. But looking at some other games, is there any other game that really catches your eye right off the bat?
Yeah, that game September 26th, the first division game. Remember, we always talk about division games counts for two. And I'm anticipating, you know, Frank Reich basically just saying, listen, Carson, we're just going to let everything go. You know, everything is on your shoulder. This is your football team now. And I just want to see how he's going to respond to just some bad years that he had in Philly. A lot of people basically have wrote this guy off. And I love Carson Wentz. I still think he has the potential to be a great quarterback in this league. And I think, you know, reuniting, as I like to call it, with his old offensive coordinator when he was playing at a Pro Bowl level. And he was playing, a lot of people don't know this, but he was an NFL MVP candidate until he got hurt. And I think this is going to be a beautiful relationship. So hopefully for Titans fans, they're not clicking on that Sunday. But you know what? You know, this is a team that we know that, you know, they play each other twice. And it's always kind of, you don't know what you're going to get both games. You know, last year, Indy, you know, when they came to Nashville, they basically just beat us up. And then we go down to Indy and beat them up. So I'm just excited to see, you know, how they will respond, you know, coming back from the game against Seattle, that Pacific Northwest, because that's a tough road trip when you have to travel like that. That's about a 4 or 5 hour flight. And, you know, then to come back and then you get right into the division. you know, I want to see how they will respond. And I think that's the game usually that sets the tone for the season, is how you play that first division game, because those are the games that you have to win. They're imperative that you win, and you want to win those games early because you don't know what's going to happen down the line. And so I'm just excited to see how the relationship between Frank Reich and Carson Wentz, how that pans out over time.
No, it's one of the biggest question marks as to what possibly is stopping the Titans from repeating as AFC South champions. If you look at the Houston Texans, we've talked about them. Their situation is not one where they should be contending anytime soon. I think most people, if they had to put money on it, expect the Houston Texans to have the worst record in all of the NFL next season. And we know that the Jaguars are implementing a new coach for the NFL, a first-year quarterback, even though he is supposed to be one of the best quarterbacks coming out of college in a long time. But, I mean, they're right there on October 3rd, then October 10th, you got at the Jets and then at the Jaguars, you're facing two rookie quarterbacks. So that's pretty early on. You need to be able to take advantage of those teams whenever they are still trying to figure some things out with their young guns. So, like you said, I mean, that Indy game comes right before both of those. So it's a situation where the Titans need to rack up those wins early in case whenever they do get into that difficult stretch, they falter along the line here or there. And so if you can stack them up earlier, obviously that's just going to be better for you down the road. And adding that extra game this year will kind of throw off the situations when you're looking at playoffs, that final record for the season. But D, I know we weren't going to spend a whole lot of time on this because really there's not a lot of point in talking about what the season is going to look like whenever we're still trying to figure out who's even going to be starting, making the team by the time we get around to September. And so I guess I will ask you this final question for this bonus episode of Believe in Titans, and you have to give me an answer, okay?
Okay.
I'm just going to wait. This is a game we're going to play throughout the offseason, but just to see how things shift from really month to month. But D, you have seen the Titans 2021 NFL schedule. What is your record prediction right now for the 2021 season? And you got to give me an answer how this works.
So last year I said 12-4, right?
Early on, that sounds about right.
Right. But they end up finishing, it was 11-5. Every time you ask me that question, you just always get me choked up. But I will say this, is that first game of the season, and regardless if they win or lose, it kind of gives you an indication of what that team is going to be like. You know, you just sometimes you never know what you're going to get. You never know what the final product is going to look like, because there's still going to be a lot of changes that are going to be made between now and the first game of the season, September 12th. There's going to be some more additions to this team. And it's all about chemistry. And they have all of the pieces. I mean, think about it. You're bringing back your whole offensive line, really. And plus, you're adding, the big man, Taylor Lewan's coming back, the anchor of that offensive unit. And so I think if they can stay healthy, they have an opportunity to go. And I'm going to stick with this, 13-4 this year. They have the potential to be 13-4. Potential. That's what I'm going to emphasize, the word potential. And that is if they can bring all of those pieces together. So I'm not going to deviate from your question. 13-4, I'm going to give you. Final
answer. All right, man. Solid answer. I like it. The confidence is there. I am going to feel weird whenever I give this, just because I'm used to saying like 9-7 or 10-6. Mm-hmm. And obviously I can't do that anymore. But I do think that this team, as of right now, there are still some limitations, and I need to see them make some more adjustments and additions to this roster whenever I'm looking at the wide receiver unit in particular. And I just don't know if we have a lot of depth on the defensive side of the ball right now. So with that being the case, even though I do think that they have improved that side of the ball, I am looking at the schedule. I'm seeing a 10-7 record right now, but that should be good enough to get into the playoffs. And I mean, I've always been of the mindset, it's like, man, if you can get in, anything can happen. Now we got 7 seeds, but I've seen 6 seeds go all the way and win it in the Super Bowl. So as long as the Titans are able to, again, don't get me wrong, I'd love to win the AFC South. And I mean, looking at it right now, I kind of predict us to repeat, but I do expect that bottom half of the AFC South to be weak and the Colts to be right around that 10-7 mark as well, 9-8, 10-7. And if you get in a situation, you need to own that tiebreaker. And so that's why that game early on is incredibly important for the Titans to go ahead and start off with the win column in the division. So I'm at 10-7, D's at 13-4. We will monitor the situation as things continue to unfold. But there you have it, the Titans 2021 NFL schedule release show. But stay tuned, because tomorrow D and I will be dropping the second edition of Meet the Class as we get to know the Titans second round pick Dylan Ray Duns and what he is likely going to be bringing to that offensive line unit. So you don't want to miss that. But you have been listening to Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. For Denard Walker, I am Davey Hudson, and as always, tighten up. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. We are available on all your favorite directories: iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Luminary, and TuneIn. And you can follow along to keep up with all the latest Titans information on Twitter at Believe Titans. That's BLEAVTITANS. And hey, if you're interested in advertising on the show, please contact Believe at Believe.com.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.